unto you we give our love and our first loyalty. As we give today, Lord, we do so by faith, because we believe that there is eternal value in the investments that we're making. And so, Lord, as we just come before you now in the name of Jesus, we do so with a love in our hearts and a gratitude for all that you've done. And Lord, we just thank you that you give us the ability to plug into all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everybody saw, but they were trying to be nice. So this song this is my mom. I know I've been here, I don't even know how many years, but there's still people that think that Eddie's my husband. He's my brother. Eddie's my brother. That's a long time I said that. This is my mom, Dora. I don't know if everybody knows that, but sometimes people get surprised. And I go, yeah, that's my mom. So. Hi. She's the one making little noises over there. Okay. So this song that we're going to sing, there's kind of a story behind it. When I was young, when I was a little girl, I was actually very super duper duper shy. And when I sang, it was just by myself. Nobody even knew that I sang anything. And we lived at this apartment together, just she and I. And at night, we had separate rooms, and we'd keep the doors open, and we'd talk to each other. Like, we'd cross the room, and we would like talk about our day or whatever we were talking about. And so this song, my mom would sing it. It has an echo, and then I would echo it. And then we'd trade off. I would sing it, she would echo it. And she said, hey, that's not bad. Hey, where did this come from? You know? And I was shy. The reason why I did it was because we were in the dark, and we were rooms away from each other, so nobody could look at me when I was doing it. So it was just a fun time that we did when I was a little girl. And she's always inspired me to sing. I grew up watching her play all these albums, and I saw her on her knees worshiping. I saw her crying. I saw her really surrendering her heart to the Lord. And parents, if you think your children are not watching, they are. Because I saw every hour, every moment that she did that, I watched that. And that allowed that worship spirit in the home, which allowed me to get inspired to do it myself. So if you think you're not inspiring your children in whatever it is you're doing, you have no idea how much that means to a child. Seeing a parent worship or read the Bible or pray when there's a decision to be made, their eyes are on you, and they see how you handle situations, and they grow up to handle the situation the same way. So I saw her worship. It trickled down in me. I love to worship. So just give you a little history behind that. There we go. And the piano part, I'll be working on that, Sharon.